This is HPR episode 2595 entitled New Laptop Margin, and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka Tony H1212 and is about 4 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a short show about another trip to the computer auction and one of my purchases.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Greetings, HPR listeners. This is Tony Hughes, again coming from Blackpool in the UK. Well, as you heard on my last episode, I recently visited the computer auction I frequent here in the UK. If you want to drool over their catalogue, their website is www.realnorth.co.uk, and I'll put a copy of that in the show notes. So at the sale in June, they had some really good 3 to 4 year old laptops for sale. And I decided to take a trip to see if I could liberate a few bargains. And one of the items I came away with was 3 Toshiba Z30A Ultrabooks of the i5 fourth generation spec. The basic specs are i5 4300U CPU, 128GB mSATA solid state drive, 8GB of DDR RAM. It's got 3 USB 3 ports, VGA and HDMI video out, combined audio in and out jack, SD card reader, and a full Ethernet jack. It's also got mobile Intel HD graphics, which uses up to 1792 megabytes of the shared memory with the rest of the machine. I'll put a link in the show notes to the full specifications. I had also picked up some 240GB SSDs at the auction and had planned to upgrade the storage, but this isn't possible as there's no 2.5-inch drive bay. It does support up to 128GB high-capacity SD cards, so this could be an option if you don't want to go down the expense of upgrading the mSATA drive. However, as luck would have it, one of the other machines I purchased had a 256GB mSATA drive in a 2.5-inch caddy, so I was able to swap that out and both laptops got an upgrade, but I'll tell you more about that in another show. So after doing the hardware upgrade, I proceeded to install Ubuntu 18.04 Mate onto the PC. The install worked flawlessly, and after completion and configuration, the machine, to my liking, everything seems to be working fine. Battery condition for a 4-year-old laptop is excellent at over 90%. However, a replacement can be had on eBay for around £30 if needed, and I always factor this into any second-hand laptops I buy. Since I got it running, I've installed Windows 7 in a virtual machine, in this case VirtualBox, as I've already got a pre-configured VirtualBox hard drive image that makes it less of a hassle to install, as I don't have to spend days waiting for the upgrades to come through. When this is up and running in the background, it doesn't overtax the host machine. And for Linux users, it does mean you have access to the occasional bit of lightweight MS software that you might need without the need to lug around 2 PCs. So did I bag a bargain? Well, 4 years ago, the release of these laptops, they went for about £1,100 plus in the UK, and even today they fetch £160 in good order on the likes of eBay for a model with the specifications that I originally purchased it. I would never have been on the market to spend £1,000 plus on a laptop now or then. So the only way I can enjoy these types of machines is after they've been pre-loved by someone else. Let's just say £160 is quite a bit more than I paid, but with the upgrade to a 256GB mSATA drive, I have a better machine for a little less than that. I personally think I bagged a bargain, which will probably do me good service for the coming months and years. So anyway, that's enough about this particular purchase. I'll see you down the line sometimes. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.